Now I have the pleasure of introducing the guest speaker. However, this guest speaker is so modest that she didn't give us a bio. And I just asked her for a few things about herself, and she said, I don't do that. So, but I do know a couple of things about her. Did you know she used to be a special ed teacher at Stokes School? And that Reverend Woodsit ordained her. And she is the pastor of A Time of Refreshing Ministry in Croydon, Pennsylvania. I've heard her speak before, and she's very right on the spot. It's exactly what you'll need when you need it. And she's very good at following her orders from God. So the next voice you hear will be Reverend Jacqueline Fintress. Amen.
Upon my pray. Oh, I didn't come for form or fashion today. I come to share the word of God with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you just see me walking with my head up, I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing that my help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't depend on man's praise. I have to hear from the Lord and say, Jackie, that's all right. Jackie, that's all right. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 I just want to share that old-timey song with you this morning. And there's another one. And we take every day that we get up for granted, but I don't. Hallelujah. And that's just a little old song that says, it's another day that the Lord, hallelujah, has kept me. So you see, this time last year I could have been dead with a brain aneurysm, but look how God kept me. So I didn't come to play this morning. I didn't come to tickle your fancy, but to let you know it's another day that the Lord has kept me. I don't know about you, but if he's kept you, you ought to stand up on your feet and give God some glory. It's another day that the Lord has kept me. Oh, thank you. He has kept me from all. Oh, thank you. All evil. How many of you can identify with that? You don't have to say, you just raise your hand. That's all right. It's all right. It's another day that the Lord, hallelujah, has blessed me. Has he blessed you? It's another day that the Lord has blessed me. He has kept me from all evil. Yes, sir. With my mind stayed on Jesus. Yeah. It's another day. Oh, glory to his name. That the Lord. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Has kept me. Now, I just want to give him the praise and the honor today and let you know just a little bit about my testimony. You can sit down if you'd like. But if you can't help yourself, just keep standing. Yeah. See, I can't help myself. That's why I just keep walking. Because when I think about how good God has been to me, I can't help myself. Glory to his name. If he's pulled you back from the brink of death, you just can't be still. You just can't sit down. You gotta tell somebody how good God has been to you. Sick and didn't know. Going to work every day, didn't know what was going on. Look at it. Husband thought something was a little strange. Wasn't sick, had no symptoms, no nothing. And I didn't answer the way my husband wanted me to answer. He asked me to do something. I said, well, I'm doing something right now. I'm getting away. He said, no. I said, please. He said, no. God has people in place. You need to know that. When you're trying to live right. Even when you ain't living right, he got you covered. He got you covered. Doesn't he? What did it say? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's you. So, my family doctor, he contacted my family doctor, man from West Virginia, who's a Christian, and told him, you know, Jack is acting kind of funny. He said, call the EMTs and tell them to take it to the hospital. And before the EMTs got there, my son in Delaware at that time called his friend and told his mama to get there and see about my mama. She's an EMT. She came, she said, Miss Jackie, you all right? I said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. She said, Miss Jackie, your husband said, I said, yeah, but I'm fine. So she said, will you come with us and let us check you out? I said, yeah, everything checked out. So they said, we're going to take you on and have you checked out. Went to a hospital, first hospital I went to, and they checked me out and found that I was hemorrhaging here, but felt good. Felt good. Look at God in control. God knows who's in control. So what they did was they transferred me to a hospital here in Trenton. They dismissed me from the hospital, transferred me here in Trenton. They did the same test and found out that true, that's what was going on. The hospital here in Trenton dismissed me and sent me home. That's why I say it's another day that God has blessed me. Oh, glory, you come to play. I come to give you hope this morning. Let you know that God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. God had this doctor from West Virginia. He called him. My son, and by this time, my son is home. He's coming home from Delaware to see about his mama. It's good to raise your children, if you can. He called and told my husband and my son, her life depends on whether or not you get her to Jefferson right away. And if you don't take her, I'll come and get her. He's a man from West Virginia, doctor from West Virginia now. So I said, oh, no, okay, I'll go with you. I'll go well. By the time we got there, the chief neurosurgeon was waiting for me. God had everybody in place. He kept me from Willingboro to Mount Holly to Trenton, back to Willingboro to Jefferson. That's Jesus. You talking about ordered footsteps? That's Jesus. And they operated on me Sunday morning. And that Sunday morning, 2 something in the morning, and the same week, that Wednesday, after having brain operation, that same week, I was home. And they didn't understand it. They said, but Miss Finches, you can't go home yet. I said, why not? Say, you gotta be able to walk up the stairs. I say, show me where the stairs are. I say, show where the stairs that I have to walk up. Show me the stairs. I walk up the stairs and down the stairs and back again. They say, what kind of woman is this? I say, you got to know Jesus. And they say, well, Miss Ventress, you have to be able to do this, and you have to be able to do that, and you have to be able to walk without, you have to see speech pathologist. You know what I told them? God has that in control too. I said, because listen, my speech is not slurred. There's nothing wrong with my mind. I said, and if you insist that I see a speech pathologist, I said, I'll call my own daughter because she's one. If you insist that I have a doctor with me, I say, I'll call my niece because she's one. And if I need another speech pathologist, I'll call my other niece because she's one. Now tell me what else I need so we can get on with this. I said, but I tell you what I got Jesus. I said, before my daughter knew anything about it, before my niece knew anything about it, before my husband needed knew anything, I said, he was carrying me. Whew. Y'all understand what I'm saying here? Glory, hallelujah. We were going to talk about this morning. He's so good, brother. He's so good. We were going to talk about this morning from prison to praise. From prison to praise. It's found in Acts where Paul was thrown in through the prison. Y'all with me? Do we need to go there? Do I need to read it for you so I can give you your reference scripture? Do you know what I'm talking about? But I'll read it just in case I have to give you the reference scripture. Turn to Acts. But look at God. Ooh, any good? Yes, sir. When you go to thinking about what he's done for you, not for anybody else, just for you. Yes, ma'am. Lord have mercy. It'll make you get up and want to run around here and do some home to the floors. Woo! Acts 16, verse 25 says, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. The word of God. For the people of God, I give honor to God. I know I didn't do this right protocol, right? But you know what? I told the lady, bless her heart, I'm just playing. Y'all can sit down now if you want to. Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, glory. I told her, I said, you know what? I'm just playing now. Don't get up here with a whole bunch of stuff, because then I have to go home for real. I said, ain't nothing fancy about me. You know, I'm just a lady from Texas trying to do what God would have me to do. But here we go. Paul was in prison. And before he had gotten into prison, they had beat him. You know, it's something to be beaten, criticized, and ostracized, and all them sizes. For just loving Jesus and trying to do what it is that he would have you to do. But they threw him down in the dungeon. I don't mean the top of on the top level of the prison where you might get, you know, a little more freedom, have a little bit more, you know, they might bring you a cookie every now and then, a glass of Kool-Aid, a Polly Pop. Y'all know what Polly Pop is. I know you do. Y'all haven't got up here and got no. I'm from Texas. I know what Polly Pop is. I was brought up on Polly Pop. It was good, too. y'all know what Polly Pop is? And y'all laughing. It was good. Yeah, Polly Pop was good. But they were put in the lowest part of the prison. They didn't have no floor down there. They didn't have a wood floor. Just dirt. And they were down there with the lowest of low. Chained. Fetters. Around their ankles. And bound up. Now ordinarily, that would make you upset. But the scripture allowed us to know this one thing. They didn't get upset. But what they did was they began to sing and they began to praise God. Well, y'all don't know what it is to praise God. This choir sounds so beautiful. So beautiful. They were singing those songs of praises. But let me tell you one thing about real praise. When you praise Him for real, things that you might have going on in your home or on your job or wherever it might be that's causing confusion, when you learn to praise Him right in your circumstance and not get angry, watch God come down. Y'all ever tried that? A lot of times what we do is we get too upset and we, you know, oh Lord, what I'm going to do? I know what I'm going to do. First thing we do, we go on the defensive. I'm going to get them. I can only say that because that's what I've done. Now, I don't know about y'all. Maybe you've never done that before, but I'm not going to sit in this holy church and lie and say that I have not done that. I've done that. You don't even have to raise your hand. Just think about it. I don't want you telling the truth in church. God let us know they began to sing praises unto God. They had been beaten. They had chains around their ankles and their hands. They were in the lowest of low places. Dirt. No telling what else was running around there in that dirt floor. There were other men down there that so-called worse than what they were. Now here you are. We the good Samaritan folks, right? God allow us to be thrown into prison with the lowest of lows. And a lot of us will say, what I'm doing here, I didn't do anything that bad. Why is it that I have to be that? Don't question why God allows you to be anywhere. Is that you might grow and recognize who's keeping you all the while. So they began to praise Him like they were going out of their mind. They began to say, I don't care what it looks like down here. I know that my God is able. And if He decides, He will release us from this place. They didn't fuss. They didn't cuss. They didn't show any bad faces. They didn't try to beat up the people that were down there. But they just began to sing. They began to praise Him. They began to worship Him. They began to sing like, God, ain't nobody else in here but me and you. And since there's nobody else in here but me and you, I'm going to give you everything I got. And so what happened was when that real praise went up, when that true praise went up, God opened the windows of heaven. He recognized that, hey, this is real stuff coming up to me. This ain't no play stuff. And so what He did, I believe, was He stomped His foot. And when He stomped His foot, the fetters and the chains broke. And they found themselves free. Not only were they freed, but the prisoners with them were freed. You want to get your house in order? Start praying. Start singing. Forget who's around you. Forget what they've done to you. Forget what they've said about you. Forget the steps that they've tried to order. Forget all of that. Forget, and think about Jesus. When you do that, Watch your chains that kept you bound up, that kept you in prison. Watch them become broken. Because what God does is he looks again. He says, I think I hear some of my people. He said they've turned their mind. They've turned their vision from their circumstances to me. And they realize that whatever it is that they're going through, that I'm still God Almighty. And I can do what I want to do. I can say what I want to say. And if I say be free, you're free. I don't care what chains it is that you have in your closet. I don't care how long they've been keeping you down. I don't care if it's even in your house. I don't care if it's on your job. I don't care if it is even your spouse. Let me tell you one thing. God will come in and he'll fix your circumstances. God will come in and he will set you free. God will come in and he'll let you know that you're going to make it. Even in your darkest day and your darkest hour, God will say weeping might endure for a night. But if you keep on praising me like you're going out of your mind, God is saying joy will come in the morning. So now here is Paul freed. I don't know what it is that's holding you down. It could be guilt. It could be jealousy. It could be envy. It could be strife. It could be substance abuse. I don't know what it is, but you call it. And everybody else don't have to know. But God already knows. All you gotta do is lift up your hands to the hills from which cometh your help. And say, God, first of all, I thank you for being God. I'm going to worship you and praise you for who you are. I'm thanking you for who I belong to. And if I don't say anything else, if you don't do anything else for me, I want you to know one thing, you've already done enough. But I just want to thank you for what you've already done. I want to thank you for coming in and opening doors for me that were closed. I want to thank you for keeping me all day and all night. I want to thank you for bringing me back from the dead. I want to thank you for coming in and straightening up my house. I want to thank you for coming in and visiting me in the church. I want to thank you. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 It's the highest praise. When I can't think of any other words, I just say hallelujah, which means I thank you and I praise you. Listen here. I don't know, and I don't want to get on anybody, step on anybody's toes, but let me tell you one thing. If you've been chained up, stand up on your feet. If you've been bound up, stand up on your feet. If you didn't know which way to go, stand up on your feet. If you've been cursed, stand up on your feet. Somebody say they gonna do something to you. Stand up on your feet. You don't know which way to go. Stand up on your feet. Listen here. Ooh, I still see a few sitting. If you can't stand, just raise your hand. That's all right. God will know that it's all about you. Look here. You'd have been looking for a way out. Stand up on your feet. You don't know which way to go. Stand up on your feet. Sickness has ridden your body. Stand up on your feet. Your loved one don't know what to do with. Stand up on your feet. Your children ain't acting right. Stand up on your feet. You've been asking God for something you got on the prayer offering table. Stand up on your feet. You want God to do something special for you. Stand up on your feet. Or just stand up on your feet. Now this is what I want you to do. Listen here. I want you to forget about the person that you're standing next to. If they're going to be a hindrance to you and keep you from getting what it is that God has for you to do, look next to them and say, excuse me, but if you ain't going to praise him, I'll move over so you can move out. Or either you can sit down, because I'm about to get what God has for me. Hallelujah. So y'all ready to get what God has for you? You ready for him to break the chains? You ready for him to set you free? You ready for him to come in and clean up the mess that more than likely you brought in? Oh, you got to be able to accept that now. Listen here. I know it's going to work out all right. You didn't have to tell me. God's sitting there. It's all right. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
You sure you're ready? If your shoes hurt, take them off. I don't want anything to hinder you now. If you need somebody to hold the baby, raise up your hand and somebody come and get the baby. Because when your shout breaks out, I don't want the baby hurt. I'll come and get the baby. Hallelujah. Y'all comfortable? You ready? I got a feeling everything is gonna be all right. Hey, I got a feeling everything. Hey, oh yes I do. Oh yes I do. Be all right. Be all right. Hey, hey, the Holy Ghost told me everything is gonna be all right. Hey, the Holy Ghost told me
everything's gonna be all right.
Hey, hey, hey.
Woo!
Yes, sir. Well, Jesus done told me everything is gonna be all right. Hey, hey, Jesus! Hey, hey! Thank you.
Be alright.
Be alright. Listen. It's alright, alright, alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's all right. It's all right. All right. All right. All right. Jesus told me everything is gonna be all right. Hey, Jesus. Well, Jesus told me, be all right, be all right, be all right.
Oh, all right,
all right,
all right,
all right,
all right,
all right,
all right. God told me, gonna be all right, all right, all right. Well, the Holy Ghost told me everything's gonna be all right.
Hey, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Oh, Holy Ghost. Be all right. Be all right.
be all right.
All right. All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
It's all right.
All right.
It's all right.
All right.
Okay. Just a minute here. We got this side. Can everybody see me? You sure? Those in the back, can you see? Y'all got to get a little loose. On this side. You can do better than that. Put some knee power in them. Come on. Now if pastor can do this, you can do it. Now, pick up one. Come on. Pick up one. Come on. You can do it. I don't know how old you are, but I know how old I am. Woo! See, when God comes in, he'll make you do strange things with your feet you thought you couldn't do. Woo! Hey! I know you can do it. Come on. Just this side. I need to get y'all limber. I know y'all go to exercise. I do too. But the exercise folks didn't put this in me. Woo! Jesus did. Come on. Young folks, I know ain't nothing wrong with y'all. Come on. Woo! Pick them up, sweetheart. Show them how to do. Okay. Y'all ain't waiting for me over here at all. Let me come over here. I got to go on this side, not Brother Aaron. Woo! Thank y'all. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to show them how to do it over here? You sure you're ready? Okay. I got to keep up with y'all. Come on. Think about what God is doing for you right now. Because you're praising him. Think how he's coming in. Think about it. Woo! Hallelujah. Move. Thank you. Now you can turn around if you want to. That's the beginning of your shout. Thank you. Y'all can do it too. Woo! See, what I found out is every time I turn around, there's a new blessing. Doesn't matter which way I turn. Doesn't matter how many steps I take. And I end up back here. Woo! Thank you. Hey, he's all right. All right. All right. All right. Thank you. Woo! 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 Now listen, I told you I didn't come to play. If you know that you have asked God for something,
yes,
and you believe within your heart that he's going to do it,
yes.
Can you open that curtain? Is that all right, or is that not permitted to open that? I don't want you to do anything that's not permitted now, because I have to answer to Real Momstrong. But I'll be gone by then. But he'll text me. It's okay. He'll text me. If you believe and you're not ashamed, hallelujah, that God has worked it out for you.
Yes. Hey, hey.
That mess that you got yourself into.
Yeah.
That it could only take Jesus to get you out of. And you know who you are. I don't have to call nobody in here. You know who you are. See, when you admit it,
yes. You
admitting to God, God, I've been a mess. I've been in prison. But I'm coming out of prison to praise. You know what you ought to do? You ought to just move on out your seat. Run up here. Thank you, God. Run back to your seat. If you can do that, and if you're not ashamed, look, I don't want everybody to do that at one time. So what we'll do is we'll start on my favorite section. It's not my favorite section, but we'll start over here on this section. You know that God, you're not asking for something now. A lot of you got a lot of stuff in your secret closet on your secret table, and that table is just running over. And you believe in that God has done it, but you got to believe. Because if you don't believe, you might as well just stay where you are, because you're just fooling around. I'm not here to fool around. In this section, from here all the way back, if you believe that God has worked that out for you, and you want to move up your status from prison to praise, you ought to just step out. You ain't got to give me your hand. Just come on up here. Make this circle and go back to your seat. Glory! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Look at Jesus. Woo! Glory. Glory. Anyone here and in the back, you're welcome to come up. You don't have to say a word. Just your coming up will say, God, I'm out of prison. I'm praising you now for all I'm worth. I'm out of prison. Glory. Woo. Woo. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. Same thing over here. Start, if that's you, wanted to give God the glory and say, God, I know my chains have been broken. I've heard the word. I know what you can do. You're God Almighty. I accept you. And I know you've broken my chain. Just come on out. Woo. Same thing for this section. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Look at this testimony to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know what the scripture says, if you are ashamed to own him, he said, I'm going to be ashamed to own you. For those people who were ashamed, you got to start all over. I don't like starting over. It's harder to start over. I might as well just do what I got to do up front and just get it over with, so I can go on to the next step. See, my next step was getting out of the dungeon, from prison to praise. Hallelujah. That was the next step for me. And I, when it came to it, I wasn't ashamed. I said, because I had been in prison for so long. I said, oh Lord. Look here. Depression. I wasn't depressed. Will keep you in prison. Depression will kill you. I didn't want to leave anybody out in the choir. I'm sorry. That you have to. Do you want? Yes, some of you, if somebody else want to go. If you want to go, I'll be the first one in line. Y'all win. I done sweated y'all out up here. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. But it's all right. Isn't it all right? Oh, you ought to feel good about it now. God should have just come in. You might be physically tired. You know what? Sweating. That's okay. That's why God gave you sweat glands. You know what I'm saying? You know, and if it gets too hot, you just zip a little. Keep it real, though. Keep it safe, though. But God is so good. Y'all got them fan going. That's good. Y'all keep doing that. But he is so good, isn't he? And when you come to yourself and realize that something has happened here, I thought that I would never do this or participate in something like this. I want y'all to know, I was born a Baptist. Mama Baptist, Granddaddy Baptist preaching, Daddy a Baptist preaching. But one day, and ain't nothing wrong with that either. Nothing at all. One day I went to church with my little friends down to that Pentecostal church. And they started moving their feet. They started moving around. And I began to wonder what's wrong with them. Is it time for me to run out now? Should I get up out of Dodge now? I said, I can't go back home acting like this. Say, my granddad ain't gonna know what to say. My mama would just scratch her head. But they taught me about Jesus now. He taught me about the Holy Ghost. But I didn't know it was going to hit me like that. I went home. I was quiet. Y'all understand? I was quiet. God, I knew what was going to happen. And the Holy Ghost was still on me. And mama said something. And I was stuck and said, Ella Boko Hoshan. And she said, huh? She said, oh, my girl done got it. Hallelujah. But when God has done something for you, he brings you up out of prison. He puts a praise song in your spirit. He puts a new song in there that nobody else can sing. And it's a praise song to him. And when you really, 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 really know what this praise is all about and what it will do for you and how it will keep you in perfect peace with your mind stayed on him, you just carry it wherever you go. They would say, Brother Gray, I say, why are you always smiling, Jackie Fentress? Why are you always laughing? I said, because you don't know where I come from. You don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. You don't know what I had to do, how many times I just laid on the floor all day and all night crying out to God until he said, now be quiet and get up and praise me. Let me praise you in the middle of my circumstances, God. I know you're God, but God, praise you now. Don't you understand, God? I got this problem. He said, get up and praise me. And it wasn't until I got up and began to praise him for who he is and who I am to him that things began to happen. The most impossible things, choir, that you find truly impossible and don't know if there's an answer to, there is an answer. And his name is Jesus. And if you can forget about yourself, I know that you sing with the anointing. You have been taught well. But if you would just God will come in, and I know that he's done this already. Please stand. Is it okay if I ask you to stand? Is that all right? Okay, please stand. Let's see. Will y'all sing this song? I know you all know it. Is that all right? Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, who wants to sing?
Oh,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open at this time. If there's one, I ask that you rest up on your feet. If there's one today who has not decided to make Jesus their choice, this is your time. Is there one today? This is your time. If you need someone to walk down the aisles with you, here they are waiting for you. Hallelujah. Come now. Come now. This is your time. This is the time to slap the enemy in his face and say, look, I'm coming up out of prison now. I'm out of prison. I'm coming into praise. Hallelujah. That's you, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, how I love him, how I love him, how I love him. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. It's not too late. We'll wait for you. That's why we're here. Hallelujah. Thank you. I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. I want you to know. Oh, ooh, ooh, I love him, I love him. I love him just like that. Because he first loved me. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. There is a name I love to hear. I love to see its worth. Oh, love. Thank you. It sounds like you. The sweetest thing I know. Oh, glory. There's still time. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. The Lord is still in this place. I can feel His Spirit all throughout the building. And that means that He's just waiting for you. Hallelujah. He's still here. He's still here. Waiting in line. All the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We still reverence Him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.